Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Today on the program, we're speaking with Matt Rubin, the CEO of True Essence Foods, a food technology company that is rethinking everything we know about food. And Matt, thanks for joining us here today.
Eric, thank you so much for having me. It's a pleasure to be here.
Well, it's certainly our honor, and we really do appreciate your time and coming out to be with us here today. So tell us, for starters, what's your background and how did you start True Essence Foods? I'm sure that would be interesting information to lead things off with here today.
Sounds great. Thank you so much. Food has really always been a passion of mine. It not just the consumption of food, but the emotional experience that you feel when you bite into a fresh, crisp apple, or you have a dessert where that blueberry aroma kind of fills your nose and you get a memory. And so even from a young age, whether it was cooking in the kitchen or, you know, buying cookbooks, it was always a personal passion of mine. And aroma of as a component of food was really one of those that really just personally fascinated me. As I grew my career professionally, and I went to college and I studied science for quite a number of years, and so I had a background in research and biology and chemistry and physics. I wore a lab coat with glasses and held a pipette for a number of years, and then I went through the science and I realized even when experiments were successful, they didn't necessarily get into market to drive a significant change if the business side of science wasn't there. And so in my career, I made a 90-degree turn following a period of scientific research and studied business, and ultimately went into intellectual property management. So it was my job to sit between science and business to help manifest scientific ideas that work technically into real businesses that ultimately got into the world. I did that for about 8.5 years. And during that time, I had an opportunity to found this company and really saw this as a time where I could marry my personal fascinations with the ability to deliver industrial solutions. So here at True Essence, we developed technology that allows us to deliver the power of and. We're able to help companies and help consumers experience food that doesn't have to be that is naturally shelf stable, but still carries that fingerprint of freshness. And so it was my passion with industrialization, my passion with science, and ultimately my passion with flavor and aroma that led to where we are today.
Well, certainly do appreciate the background and overview there. And I got to tell you, if there's passion there, we all want to be around you on that. So this is great. Certainly can hear it in your message as well. How is True Essence technology disrupting the food and beverage industry? Get into some details on that.
Yeah, when we look at the way food is processed today and the decisions that have to be made, each customer that we work with ultimately has an interest in making the best food that they can and delivering it the most economically that they can for their consumers. And so when we're working with them, our interests are really aligned. However, technologically, they haven't had the tools to deliver a lot of those things. And so if we look at fresh foods, if customers want fresh fruits and vegetables, they have to buy fresh fruits and vegetables. And just to deliver those to grocery stores, you'll have significant loss in the waste stream. So you'll have over 50% loss of leafy green vegetables and fresh herbs. They'll spoil even before you get to the point of sale at the grocery store. And so we enable our companies to deliver fresh, delicious solutions, but they're in shelf-stable form. They're allowed to remove water without removing any of the nutrients or the aroma from this food so that it tastes like fresh food. It is fresh food. It's still raw food, but it's in a shelf-stable form. So you get to feed more people and you get to eat it on your timeline as a consumer versus when the fruit says it has to be eaten. So as we engage our customers, they naturally have challenges. And when we looked at sustainability as a company, we really broke it down into multiple different areas. We don't want to have a technological solution which solves one problem but creates three others. And so we really said any solution that is truly sustainable has to address not only the food, but water, energy, transportation and shipping, and waste management. And so there's many characteristics that we consider, and we say, well, if I can take a fresh strawberry and I can dehydrate it, but it still has all the mouthwatering characteristics of that fresh strawberry, I've removed 95% of the mass, I've removed 80% of the volume, I enable it to be shipped more efficiently and more value dense. It's a single ingredient product still in a raw form that you can hand to a kid in the backseat of the car, and the mother smiles because there's not a mess of wet strawberry juice all over the backseat, and the kid smiles because they're absolutely delicious. That's our version of the future that we really get excited about here at TrueEssence. And we're working with companies right now across five different countries to enable these types of solutions in a variety of applications.
Certainly some exciting details and information right there. Really gets you excited for what's ahead. No doubt about that. Now, looking at sustainability, everyone wants to make sure they're sustainable. How are you approaching sustainability differently?
When we look at sustainability and we look at where each stage has loss, whether that's energy loss and or food loss, ultimately, we're aligned from a business perspective with our customers because that's lost value. So our industrial solutions for dehydration is an example. Recover water at the source of processing. So if you're a strawberry farmer and you dry 10,000 pounds of strawberries, you have just under 10,000 pounds of fresh water that we directly recapture from the food. If half those strawberries wouldn't make it to the consumer due to spoilage, we're able to make sure all of those strawberries get to the consumer. So you don't have the water loss on your farms, et cetera. We have energy recapture technology that's part of our industrial systems that allows you to dehydrate more efficiently. And ultimately, it's less expensive and it's easier to transport. You don't have refrigeration down the through the shipping process and at the retail process. And ultimately, you take something from a 9 to 12 day shelf life into something that has a 10-year shelf life. And so it has multiple impacts in our food supply chain. One of the things that I really get excited about it from a sustainability perspective is that, you know, no matter how many times I have a really big Thanksgiving meal, I still get hungry every day. And food's one of those things where it's not only important to have it be plentiful, but it has to be very consistently plentiful in order for you to truly sustain a population. Our technology can take some of the variants of fresh food supply chains out while still delivering the flavor, the aroma, and the nutrition that they expect.
Well, once again, we want to thank you for what you do on behalf of TrueEssence Foods and for joining us here today. We're speaking with Matt Rubin, the CEO of TrueEssence Foods, a food technology company that is rethinking everything we know about food here on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, another question for you. How do you bring balance to your company culture and the type of leader that you are? Get into that, because company culture is so important when it comes to the sustainability factor, in my opinion.
Thank you. We celebrate in our company, whether it's externally or internally, we celebrate what we call the power of and. So how do we have fresh flavor and sustainability? How do we have a wonderful working environment with our company where we're giving our employees and myself and everyone else a great chance to grow professionally and do world-changing things and have a balanced family in life? There was one year our company had four of the five members of our company had kids under one. And I can't remember a call that didn't have a screaming child in the background. And we celebrated that as a company culture. And so one of the things that I really get proud of, you know, as we have company outings, and our last company outing was big enough that we had to, next year we're gonna have to think about what kind of larger location we have. But when we get the families together and we realize that people can have a wonderful career and they still get to be a very active parental figure for their families, they get to be very active in the community, and we get to be supportive to our individuals and to the community, it's really exciting. When we're engaging the community at large, we say, we have a simple saying in our company. We said, if you're in a community, be part of a community. And so there's a number of opportunities every single month that we're given as a company that has the ability to provide fresh food, fresh chocolate to local events and provide local support. And we need to honor our our responsibility for doing so. And that's a culture that we share amongst all our employees.
Sounds like you got a great hold on company culture and a real good balance there. Thanks for sharing the details on that. Looking ahead, what does the future of food look like to you? We'd love to hear your thoughts on that.
Thank you so much. So here at TrueEssence, one of the ways we've been able to attract the talent that we have on the teams that we have is because we all share a common vision of what the future of food is. We understand that you know, fresh local food works, global shelf-stable food works, but fresh food begins to break the world in terms of its supply chain loss, the water consumption, et cetera. We said, but people still need fresh food. And so as we looked to the future of food, we started to understand, I wake up 5 years from now, and how do I as a consumer start to approach the food in my cabinet? As a company, we wake up and say, we cannot change this world by ourselves. No matter how many people we build internally as this company, we need to ultimately find a partnership model where we can enable many other companies to implement such technology across different continents to make sure that the most food can be protected and preserved for consumers. So personally, I envision a world where it's not, how do I get flavor back in the bottle, but how do I have food that never lost its flavor in the first place? We often talk about the difference of flavor between a grape and a raisin. We said, you know, many people have had raisins and many people have had grapes, and you know that a raisin is supposed to taste like a grape, but it doesn't really. Using our technology, we've made raisins that taste like fresh grapes, and we've made dry basil that has the same crisp leaf taste of a fresh basil leaf. And you see how shelf-stable, single-ingredient food can truly be a substitute for fresh food. That becomes a very enabling platform when you think about the world.
Certainly is phenomenal what you've been able to accomplish so far on behalf of TrueEssence Foods. And again, we thank you for joining us here today. A lot of interesting details and information, food for thought, no pun intended. Where can listeners get further details on TrueEssence Foods online?
Great. TrueEssenceFoods.com is a great source of our company's current activities. There's resource. If you're in a food company and you have an interest in engaging our team, if you have a challenge that that we can help solve, we're excited. You can also see stories such as our hops farm, where we took a product from a 3-day shelf life into a multi-year shelf life. And so there are use cases, and there's some fun anecdotes as well in our website. And we're looking forward to continuing to grow with our community.
Well, I'm sure you've motivated and inspired listeners tuning in, especially on the final word spoken here today. Folks, for more details, visit TrueEssenceFoods.com. Mr. Rubin, all the best. Keep doing what you're doing, and thanks for joining us here today on EPN.
Thank you so much, Eric. It's been a pleasure to be here. Thank you.
And my pleasure anytime. Again, we've been speaking with Mr. Matt Rubin, the CEO of TrueEssence Foods, a food technology company that is rethinking everything we know about food. Again, for all the details, visit TrueEssenceFoods.com. And this is Eric Dine. You've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune in to our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com. This is the ePodcast Network.